Welcome everyone, this is Average Advice.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Zar. This podcast is just two best mates discussing the challenges of life and using our past experiences to give questionable advice on how to adequately succeed.
Join us as we discuss a new topic weekly and travel through the challenges we have faced while growing up as a millennial and give our expert advice on navigating the harsh world of adulthood.
We will tell stories, we'll exchange banter, and we'll relive our past mistakes so you don't have to.
So please
subscribe
and enjoy the show.
Welcome back everyone.
Back again.
Well, you know where you're at.
We have had a couple of crazy weeks.
Yes, crazy lockdown weeks.
Lockdown, and we've launched. So yes. I don't think we've actually spoken about what we've been experiencing, because when I think we had one episode after we launched, and then we took a couple of weeks off because of all this lockdown craziness.
Mm-hmm. You had some health, but
yeah, I had a medical issue. I had a blocked ear. I couldn't do it because I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we kind of needed the break anyway to sort of figure out what was going on and try to figure out the logistics of doing this within obviously a lockdown situation.
But
I think we've done it pretty well. I mean,
yeah. We both survived. We're back here now. Recording, keeping the content going.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you said, we're going to talk about a bit of the launch and how it's going.
Yeah, we wanted to touch on it and sort of, because as the people that have been listening to it now sort of realize that we recorded the first couple episodes months ago.
Yeah.
Because I've had multiple people message me and what'd you say? You said this in this bit. I'm like, dude, that was like 6 months ago. I completely forgot what I've said in that episode. Don't bring it up because I have no idea what.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because people will listen to this, and you know, this exact episode is going to be released 12 weeks from now.
Yeah, weeks away.
So. And it's going to be, you know, we're going to have long forgotten what we've said already. Anyway,
yeah, but this isn't a podcast of us talking shit for an hour.
Yeah,
like things are said. I just talk. I just say things. Yeah. But. I don't think I could be happy about the response. When we released it, we were working on this for 6 months prior to it going out live. And honestly, I wasn't sure how it was going to, I don't think I really understood what was going to happen when we actually launched it. But yeah, we've had a lot of positive reviews, a lot of people getting in touch saying it's been really good. They're listening to it. Shout out to our international listeners.
We saw that we had a listener in India today.
We have one listener in India.
India, please tell all your friends to tell all their friends, and then hopefully by the end of the month we have a billion Indian listeners.
Yeah,
that would be great.
We have one listener in India, one listener in Canada, and about 9 in the UK. So if that's you, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, you guys are the best.
Yeah, and we have about 400 in Australia. So. Look,
bloody Aussies.
For it being the first, how long have we been released for now? Like 3 weeks? No, 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Three weeks.
Yeah. So 3 weeks, we've got up to about, just under 500 downloads. So that's more than we were expecting on our first couple of weeks. As you can see with the episodes, we even said no one's going to be listening to this. So.
We do have more plans because we want to increase our social media presence.
We're growing.
Increase our followers. We have, just under 500 Facebook likes
and followers,
but on Insta it's only 110 and it's sort of sat there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, so if you're following us on Facebook, follow us on fucking Instagram.
Yeah, man. And we're trying to think of ways to when we post something actually get the follow through. People go, okay, like that post,
yeah,
like the page, actually click on the link,
and we're thinking about the content more.
Yeah,
but look, this podcast has been really fun to build so far, and the fact that now we're actually finally launching and getting some feedback on what we've been doing for the last 6 months has been really rewarding. Obviously all of our family and stuff is listening to it. We've had pretty positive feedback in regards to them. My brother thinks that everyone's going to think they're all psychos because of things I've said, which they are, so it's okay. I've been really enjoying this, and I'm just really excited to sort of keep building this and keep figuring out what we want to do next.
I would love to have, that sort of engagement. It still hasn't happened yet. We've really had people trying to
comment, email,
to provide their input on our episodes, which is what we want. We want the audience to go, hey, I really liked when you talk about that. I have a similar story and then tell us their story. And we want to share that.
Yeah, definitely.
We want to share the average stories from average Joes that listen to average advice to everyone else.
I've had a lot of our friends message us, like message me privately and say, oh, you should do an episode about this. I'm like, can you post that, please? Like, don't message me privately about that stuff. Like, actually, we want community involvement in this because this podcast is supposed to be about every average person, like every person out there. We want you to relate to the things we speak about because we think that we're pretty average people.
Yeah.
In the best.
And we don't want to just be talking to ourselves and just like no other input from anyone and just be us in this like dark, dim room. It's a really cloudy day outside, so it's really dark in here. We want to know that people want to be involved. That's what we want. Mm. And we want, you know, give us any idea. If you're like, hey, you guys should talk about this.
We will do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Do you know how hard it is to come up with topics?
You know what? I dare you all to send us some stuff to talk about and you see what happens. Yeah.
But we've been really enjoying this. And I think like there's only good things to come, I think. I don't plan on stopping this anytime soon. Do you, Zah? Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to quit on me? So... Yeah. This is episode 18. We've only released, 7 episodes? Yeah. So there's plenty more to come. And you guys won't even hear this episode for weeks now.
Yeah.
So by the time this episode is launched, we will have already had another 20 episodes.
Yeah.
And we're doing 30 episodes a season. So, I mean, we're almost down to the last 10 episodes. And I think on the last, on the 30th episode, we'll have to do something big.
Additionally,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've been making plans for a while to bring in guests, mm-hmm. to have a third input in our average advice, you know. And if you're someone that will regularly engage with us, it doesn't have to be anyone we know. If you're someone that regularly engages, inputs ideas, blah, blah, we might even bring on a stranger into this podcast.
100%. I love strangers.
Yeah. So, you know, like feel like if you engage, we might bring you into the family, into the, you know, the idea making, the creativity of the podcast. You know, we don't want it to just be us two. We want everyone else to feel involved. So
yeah, definitely.
So
I think it's just, I've been really enjoying it. I know we've been speaking, I've been saying that a lot lately, but I've just been, watching it daily sort of grow and people resonating with it a lot. There's nothing really bad to say about that. I'm just really excited.
I feel like we need that one little like breakthrough.
Spark.
That one little boom, you know, you break down the wall. And then the follows just explodes.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, as long as people like the show, that's all I really care about. Like,
And please tell your friends, tell your family, just tell them to have a listen.
Help brothers out, man.
Just tell anyone you can. Just be like, oh yeah, I've been listening to these guys. I was struggling with this thing. You know, maybe I was struggling with some relationships and breakups. And I listened to these guys. I listened to their first episode on breakups and they gave me some, you know, it didn't solve all my problems, but it gave me a different outlook on it.
Well, what I want from people to look at this is just like everyone experiences the same things. Like everyone goes through this stuff. We're speaking from our experiences and that's all we can really comment on. But if you've listened to an episode and you've resonated with any part of it, like please let us know. We want to hear that stuff. If you've listened to something and you think that we've given you the shittest advice possible, we want to hear that too. Because we've called ourselves average advice to save ourselves from all the lawyers.
And like, you know, if someone has listened to our average advice and gone out and, you know, tested our advice and it's turned out not completely working. Terrible, you know, please post on our podcast, be like, please post on our social and say, you know, Tim and Zah told me this advice about this. I tried it. These guys are phonies. I don't know what they're talking about. Please do.
Big fat phonies.
Yeah, they're big phonies. Yeah, please do that. You know,
no, the more people that come and talk to us, the better that this podcast is going to be because we'll shape it. We'll shape it around the people that listen and the followers that we have because I don't think this is just our podcast. I sort of look at it as everyone's podcast that sort of resonates with the things that we speak about.
So we've sort of laid the foundation. Tinder. We've laid the Tinder down. Mm-hmm. We're just waiting for that spark and then to have, you know, nice huge flame.
Yeah.
Then hopefully... doesn't die for years to come, but you know, it's hard to get that initial spark going. And
we're just gonna we can do is continue doing what we're doing. Consistency with, like, even if no one listens to this forever, I'm gonna continue going, like, because I enjoy it.
So, we enjoy listening to ourselves talk.
I mean, I mean, sometimes it is hard for me to go back and re-listen to some of the episodes because I'm like, what did I say that for? Yeah. What did I say that for? But it's fun to record it at the time, but then. Like I've listened to, I don't really listen to like the last episodes that we've already done a lot, you know what I mean? Unless I'm editing, because I'm editing them. I've listened to them so much while editing. that I don't like go back and like listen to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's, I think it's weird. It feels weird if I'm just like in the car listening to myself speak.
Yeah.
It just feels strange. Yeah.
And it's good. It's kind of a good thing. We kind of, I mean, the timing was somewhat good. You know, we started doing the podcast and then there's lots of lockdown throughout the country.
What better thing to do?
Yeah. Listen to us. Listening to podcasts is really easy to do while you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully we can entertain and we bring more stuff that people go, oh, yeah, I'm going to listen to that. That'd be a fun thing to do from now on. You know, that's...
Hopefully. Yeah. I mean, we find it fun. So hopefully other people find it fun. You know?
Yeah, sometimes I listen to myself and I go, those guys are jokers.
Man, we're idiots. Yeah, we're idiots. But look, we are back again for another episode.
Yeah.
So what we wanted to talk about next was, before we start getting into today's episode, there's a few things that we wanted to touch on.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Delta variant and COVID has been gone crazy lately.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Canberra, in case you haven't already known that, but we're in Canberra, and for the last year since the pandemic, we've been pretty protected. Somehow, most of us thought we were immune from COVID.
I think we might have had a case spring up here and there, but it didn't spread.
Right? Yeah.
We had one case, lockdown straight away, maintained it, and then it was gone.
Yeah, so we had one lockdown. So... somehow Canberra has, for the first time in Australia's history, Canberra has been the place to live.
That was like the start of 2020.
Everyone was in lockdown.
That was like a year ago. Yeah, it was like start of last year.
We did it when everyone went into lockdown. The whole country went into lockdown. So it wasn't just sort of state by state basis. And then we got out of lockdown. We were only in lockdown for 3 months. And then basically it was normal. Like, we just went out to leave. So Canberra felt like it was normal. And when you're looking in sort of the Melbournes and the Sydneys and you're like, man, they've been getting real hit hard, especially Melbourne, and now Sydney's turn and New South Wales' turn. And then all of a sudden, we're in the middle of New South Wales and we're still not getting any cases. It didn't make any sense to me. And then finally, after a year and a half, we got hit hard.
It's crazy how it can take just one person to, you know, you got one of that bloke that head up to Sydney,
mm-hmm.
comes back, went out to a nightclub that night.
Yeah,
and then now we've got, you know,
this is why almost like 200 all these cases. This is why all these rules are in place, because it's like viruses can spread like wildfire. That's what they do. Like their job is to reproduce and spread. So
literally, I mean, they are the most efficient thing at spreading and replicating and just, you know, spreading all their DNA everywhere.
Listen to him, guys. He's a scientist. All right? He's a fucking scientist. Like,
it's just
by career he's a scientist. But
then you see the Sydney situation and. I mean, I was looking at a video that someone posted from last week, them at Bondi.
How busy it was?
Congregation of people, no masks,
nothing,
just people just chilling at Bondi.
Well, there's all that controversy because obviously all the people on North Side, North Beaches and stuff have that opportunity, and all the people in the Western Sydney, they're like, this is not fair. Like, we're stuck in these crappy suburbs, in these crappy houses. We can't go and lounge on the beach because technically they're allowed to do that, in inverted commas, because... they're within their remit. They're allowed to go out for 2 hours a week. I mean, a day, sorry. 2 hours a week, that'd be fucking brutal. But obviously, it's not going to work. Like, if everyone goes to the beach and it's as busy as it is on a normal day, then what you're doing is just causing more problems. And it's the same with the protests. Like, you're right to protest, hard on. But it doesn't make sense when you're protesting a lockdown when your protest will extend the lockdown that you're protesting. It, like, I don't understand how people can't compute that.
It's kind of funny. A lot of these protests and a lot of these views, I mean, it's funny because they kind of are preaching for freedom and, you know, right to decide and all these things. But from a different sort of view, it's a very selfish attitude.
Very selfish.
It's sort of like, I shouldn't have to lock down because I deserve my freedom. It's like, well, you're being selfish because if you doing this is then causing the virus to spread more
and killing people,
which could kill people, it's sort of like because you believe you should be able to do whatever you want, you are then now creating the problem even worse.
Yeah, exactly. Know? And like, it's unfortunately, this virus has brought out the worst in people, in my opinion. Like, it's so political. There's all these things about virus. And my view on the virus, right? My view on the vaccine, like, I'm going to get vaccinated, and I think everyone should get vaccinated, but I also think it is your right to choose, but shut up about it. Everyone shut up about it. I don't know if you're pro-vaccine or not pro-vaccine, just shut up. Do what you need to do. Do what you believe that you should do, but shut up.
There's, I mean, there's, and I know why the fuss is being done about the vaccine. I mean, the fact that there are, you know, companies and government pressure, you know, companies and governments saying, governments like, you can't do this or this if you don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, the vaccine passport.
Companies are saying, oh, if you don't get vaccinated, you can't work. And then people are getting mad. They're like, oh, you're making it mandatory. Yeah. Even though it's not mandatory, it is,
what it is.
In a sense, it mandatory.
Is. So if your employer says, if you don't get vaccinated, you don't have a job, that's mandatory, in my opinion.
Well, I know, but it's, so yeah, it is in a way, but those are what the companies are deciding. The vaccine, getting the vaccine itself is not a mandatory thing, but yeah, it's created pressure that's in a sense made it mandatory, which is why people are up in arms about it. I've got one funny little...
Well, just before you go into that, because like, I'm curious, what is your beliefs on the vaccine passport? Like, do you think that like people should be forced to have a vaccine if they don't want it?
I believe everyone should have a choice, obviously. Yeah, like, I'm more for a choice and you know, not forcing things upon people.
When
restricting freedom.
When the government's sort of making things mandatory and choosing what you need to do with your body. It's just like say for what they did in Texas, right? They put like really harsh abortion sort of laws in place. It's the exact same thing. I'm like, it's your body. You should be able to control it. Obviously, you have, we live in a society and you have, what's the word I'm looking for? You have the obligation, sort of the responsibility to do what's best for the society that you live in. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to be good for the government to force people to do things that they don't want to do.
Absolutely.
Especially with how big tensions are at the moment with protests and people not believing in the virus, which you're dumb if you don't believe in the virus.
That was leading me... you continue, sorry. It's leading me to a point like I was going to make.
But yeah, if the government is forcing people to do it, it's just going to create more tension. It's going to create more controversy. It's like people don't like when people tell them what to do.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that's why I don't believe in the vaccine passport, because I think everyone should come to the determination and the idea and that you are responsible to go and get the vaccine, because it is causing people to die. And if you don't, so if you can't sort of think like that, then you're a bad person, in my opinion. Like you should want to go and get the vaccine because it helps save people's lives. But I don't believe that a vaccine passport is what we need in this world.
I was what you mentioned before, people who, you know, don't believe in the virus. I've had a few people, there's a bit of misinformation spread out there that the virus has never been isolated.
Yeah.
So that it's, you know, they've never actually cultured it or seen the virus. And it just makes me think, well, what do you think all this fuss is over? Do you think this is all just a made up fairy tale?
Yeah. I'm like,
what would be the point of someone making up a virus and doing all this? What would be the goal of this?
It's the exact same argument of the anti-climate change believers, right?
Yeah.
Where they think for somehow every world, every scientist in all the globe come to the consensus to fake climate change.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. Why would every country in the world fake a virus to destroy their own economy? It doesn't make any sense. Like, who would be winning out of that? No one wins. But like, I think their arguments are like, oh, the virus doesn't exist. They're just trying to take our freedoms. I'm like, look at what's happened to the country. Like, you think that the Australian government want
you
our
think
economy to be
politicians
in depression?
Are enjoying lockdown?
Yeah.
These politicians are like, oh, I'll have to go into lockdown too. That'll show them.
You think the politicians are enjoying fucking having like daily press conferences to say, oh, freaking 20 people died today, and then getting bombarded and blamed for it by freaking reporters?
There's a really good, you've probably seen it, but it's a really good Bill Burr interview he does with Conan O'Brien.
Yep.
Where Conan's asking him about, you know, this anti-vax movement and what he thinks of it. And Bill Burr's like, well, let's think of it this way, you know. If the vaccines are dangerous and the government's aware of it, you know, why would they roll it out? Because the people that have the vaccine are, you know, as the sheep, as the anti-vaxxers say, those are the people the government want around.
Yeah.
They want people that comply with them. I saw that, why would they want to keep around the people that resist everything that they try and bring in? That's the opposite of what a government wants. They want people that
believe in what they say. Yeah.
Yeah, they want people that do what they say. So it's like, it doesn't make sense. Why would they be like, yeah, this is the vaccine, we're going to kill all the people that listen to us so that we have a society of rebels?
It doesn't make any sense. It's just like, if you're an anti-vaxxer, look, props to, like, it's your choice. Believe what you want to believe, but just make sure you're believing it from a legitimate source. Like, if you're, because I found that if you believe in something, right, but everyone else disagrees with you, eventually you will change your mind. Eventually, if everyone around you is not believing in what you believe, eventually you will end up being swayed or you will change your mind because the people around you will be like, no, that's wrong and this is why. But what I found, especially now, is when you don't believe, especially with the anti-vax movement, if you don't believe in something, you find people that also don't believe in that same thing, and then you surround yourself with those people.
Encourage each other. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you're wrong about something, but if two people are wrong about something, you're more inclined to believe it forever because you're getting encouraged or pushed by someone else. Yeah, and support.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what's like going wrong with this stuff, is because all these people keep saying all these like just bad things about like, oh, the government's trying to get to you, or you need to protect your rights. Like, have you been watching all this stuff on Facebook in regards to like all these like wannabe lawyers chatting to police? And like the way that they speak, they're like, oh no, I know my rights. I'm like, you don't know fucking shit, especially by the shit that you're talking about to these police officers. You have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I saw this one the other day where it was just this guy and he's just arguing with police. He's just like, have I committed a crime? And the police are trying to explain. He's like, no, have I committed a crime? And he's like, they're like, yes. They're like, no, that's not a crime. That's a what did he say? He's just like, that
violation.
That's a violation. Yeah, it's just like this. That's not a law. That's just a recommendation. He's like, no, it's not. Nah. It is a law. That's what we've done. We've checked. Just because you don't believe in something's a law doesn't mean it's not.
Yeah.
And then all of them end up getting arrested, and they're like, oh, you're gonna get sued. He's like, guess what? No, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's doing his job, because the government has made the law. Just because you don't believe it, shut up.
Anyway,
it blows my mind.
Anyway, I think that's enough about COVID and all that. I mean, we could go on for ages and ages.
Forever. Really.
But we should get to the actual topic for today.
Let's do it.
What is it, Tim?
Adventure and thrills.
So we're going to talk about some of our stories of going on adventures and you know, what we seek out in an adventure or times that we might have, you know, failed to go on an adventure because we were scared.
What constitutes adventure in our lives? Like, yeah. Especially, I think what's changed in what we think is adventure and thrills and exciting when we were younger, and from now, what's exciting to us now? Like, because I think the older you get, the less risks you want to take in regards to your health and your safety. We're young, you're young, dumb, and stupid. You just do things that are exciting.
You know, yeah. What I mean? Yeah, you know, you kind of like sort of teetering on the edge of danger and you know, and being sort of like, oh, this is dangerous. You know.
I mean, I consider myself a pretty adventurous guy. Like, I like to take risks in regards to. I think I've mentioned this earlier, but I don't like being complacent. If I'm in a complacent situation, I want to shake it up. I want to try something new, and because like. On a daily basis, you end up doing the exact same things on a routine. That when something comes in, that's like, oh, this could be different. I'll always jump at that chance.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the time, there are situations where I feel, you know, I don't need to take that leap to try something new. If I feel like what I do in that situation is enough for me and I'm satisfied with it, that sometimes and it can be scary to take that. You know, that step into a new sort of direction. But generally, yeah, I love to.
Yeah.
I love to. So, no, I mean,
I just like, I think adventures create good stories. And
yeah.
I think that's, in my mind, that's what constitutes a good life, is the amount of stories you have at the end.
Yeah.
So the adventures that I always seek out are, yeah, always thrill seeking. I'm a very like adventurous guy in regards to like, I love outdoor activities. I love roller coasters, anything that goes really fast that could probably kill me. I'd love that. I mean, I ride around on a motorbike. Like, even that alone is just, it's so dangerous, but I love it because it's just like, you have so much more control riding around on a motorbike. It's faster. Like, I mean, as long as you're safe with it, you can do stupid things with it and still be like, you know, somewhat safe, but
yeah.
Those are my sort of views of an adventure.
My favorite adventures and the ones that I kind of see the most as an adventure are things like travel or road trips, you know, within Australia. But, you know, those big, long, you know, 3-day, 4-day adventures with where you friends, actually drive off and do something and you're
when
out.
When you're in a completely new environment.
Such as, you know, festivals or you go overseas. I've been overseas, you know, a handful of times.
I literally can't wait. Like, I really, really want to go to Japan. Like, that's when, I think my
next destination.
Yeah, well, let's go together because... I don't want to, I kind of don't want to go alone, but I do. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm willing to travel alone, but I find that it would be more rewarding with at least one person.
I agree. Mm. I feel like, traveling alone, it would be
massive. It's ultimate adventure.
That would be very hard though. I mean, you'd have
to. What would make it hard? What do you think would make it hard?
I just the fact that, you know, you're doing things by yourself in a place you're not familiar with can be very frightening.
I think I relish in that stuff. Yeah. Like I relish in sort of going into a new place and figuring it out and solely on me. Like, because this is how I toss it up between travel and with someone and travel with a group. Let's not say group, let's say one other person, right? When you travel alone, you get to do everything you want to do. You get to expand. You get to, if you don't feel like getting up, you don't have to. There's no one there to sort of, you have to placate to, right?
Yeah.
But you also don't get to experience the joys and the things that you're having with someone else.
Here's an example of what I mean. And I've only just remembered this, and I'm shocked that I didn't remember it earlier, but our trip to Melbourne. We went to see Ed Sheeran, and we went so down fun. A week earlier than everyone, and it was just us two.
Yep.
Could you imagine how much worse that adventure would have been on our own?
If it'd
it
was be just awful.
One of us there?
I agree with you. Yeah. I think it's different when you're going overseas though, because like everything's new. Yeah. Like everything's new.
But I think we should talk about that.
Yeah,
that
I was about to say, let's talk about that because that was fun.
That was a great adventure. I mean, so we'll start, we can take turns here. I'll start with like the first day we were there. Let's
talk about why we went down there first. Because we went down a week earlier than everyone else. I think we ended up meeting like 9 other people.
We were planned. So we went down to see Ed Sheeran live in Melbourne at Rod Laver Arena. Mm-hmm. So he was playing on Saturday. I think.
Yeah.
We went down on Monday.
The Monday previous. Yeah. So like almost a week.
So we took the train. We took a bus and train.
We did. So we went down there because we were actually planning on moving to Melbourne, and we were like, we want to go and see if this is like a good place to go. So we're like, we're already going down to Melbourne for the weekend. Let's just go down 5 days earlier and see what it's like, you know, explore and see if it's something that a place that we could live in. We didn't end up moving there, but I mean, it was probably the best week of my life because I think we wanted to see what Melbourne was like so hard that we were willing to take every adventure, every sort of, we always said yes to things. We
were looking at things,
spontaneous things.
Yeah.
So we started. So the first day we wanted to save money, which look, I'm going to say this right now. Take a fucking plane. It's not worth the extra, to save the extra $150 by taking a bus and a train. Because what could have taken 2 hours took 15 Even hours. Less.
It's like an hour and 10 minutes to fly to Melbourne from Canberra.
15 hour travel time. So a whole day was taken up by traveling because we're all cheap.
And what's great about it is, you know, Melbourne, there's always something to do all the time, no matter what day of the week, which is, you know, we're used to Canberra lifestyle, which is weeknights.
Yeah, nothing.
You out till 9 p.m. max, things shut. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a public servant, so they're doing their 9 to 5 Monday to Friday. So, you know,
boring.
You don't do anything till the weekend. In Melbourne, there's such a range of employment. And so we were there on a Monday, you know, we went to my stepdad's best mate in St. Kilda. We were staying there for a couple of nights and then we went to his dad's place for a couple of nights. But I remember first night we were there and we were just like, what should we do? Let's just, we haven't looked up anything. So we just went out for a walk.
Cause I remember the first night we got there. So yeah, what was his name?
Greg.
Greg came and picked us up from the train station. So that was already new. Cause I think this was the first time we traveled by ourselves, right? Like sort of went to somewhere by ourselves. So we did the whole thing. I mean, how old were we? Like 19, 20?
Ooh. I think it was a bit late. I think it would have been 22, 23. No,
because I was still living at James's place.
Yeah, Carl's
place. So I had to have been around 19, 20.
Yeah,
it
must 20. Have been early 20s, yeah.
So we went down there. It was sort of experience. We went and stayed with Greg. He made us dinner. It was really, really cool.
Handmade pasta.
Yeah, handmade pasta, right?
Yeah.
And because we were cheap, again, we were just like basically couch surfing. So we stayed at Greg's for 2 days, and then we stayed at your granddad for another 4 days until we went to the Airbnb with the other group. So we're in St. Kilda. We get up and we're like, what are you going to do? Like, there's literally nothing to do.
You just went down the road, and there's like, because he's right near Luna Park. So there's like Luna Park, which was closed at the time. There's Luna Park. There's the beach right behind it, which is fucking awesome.
It huge beach. Right, yeah. Huge but beach.
I remember because we went outside, and there's Luna Park, and right in front of it's this bar just on the corner between, it's like three roads kind of like this that. This
is Monday at 9:30 at night, by the way.
This bar packed.
Pumping.
Music blaring. And we're just looking over, we're like, 9:30 on a Monday night, and everyone's just getting wasted.
It was just like, woo! Yeah, it blew our mind. So we went in there, and we're just chatting to people and having a good time. I think we got pretty drunk, and we're just walking around like St. Kilda. And that was the first night. First night. So I think the second night, we ended up going exploring a little bit more. We went to the museum, all that stuff. So just doing normal touristy stuff.
Day trip, yeah.
And then Greg messaged us. He's just like, do you want to come on a yacht race? And we're like, yes. Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah,
so Greg he races not yachts, but sailboats. Yeah, sailing. So he races sailing. Like that's something he does.
Yeah.
One of his hobbies. I think he also went semi-pro, or maybe even close to pro at one point.
Oh, it makes sense because it was the craziest thing I've ever been invited to.
It was great. So Greg's like, yeah, boys, come on this sailboat with us. You guys don't have to do anything. You can just sit there and drink beer.
He literally said, bring a 6-pack of beer, sit on the boat, and then we'll sail around Melbourne Harbour.
Yeah,
and we're like, okay. Like, you have to understand, we had no plans when we came down here. So, like, all of a sudden, we're just, like, saying yes to everything, right? So, this is why this story is awesome, because, like, every single day, something else got better and better and better.
Yep.
So, we went on this boat, having a chat. I think there was maybe four other guys there just chatting. Maybe,
something like that. Yeah,
me and Zara plus three other people.
And they're, like doing their racing thing. They're, like, every 10 minutes, they're like, oh, get up so they can move the sail around. And we just, like, duck under and then sit on the other side. We're literally drinking our beer.
Yeah, we're literally just getting hammered on this boat. So it was really fun. It was cool to see the Melbourne skyline and stuff on the water.
It was great.
Anyway, we started talking to some of Greg's friends. One of the guys there was Russell Peters, tour manager.
For anyone who doesn't know Russell Peters, look him up on YouTube.
He's a hilarious comedian, and he was like one of my favorite comedians at the time. Like,
famous Canadian Indian comedian. Yeah. He's, you know, quite famous.
Yeah.
Like, he's huge. Australian tour manager was on this boat with us.
Yeah. It blew our mind. I was like, what the fuck? Like, so we started talking about him. And we're like, yeah, cool. No, I really love Russell Peters. That's how you get that job, blah, blah, blah.
Sick.
The next day, we get a message from Greg, and he's just like, oh yeah, so you really hit it off with I forgot his name.
Yeah, I can't remember now.
It was Russell's manager. I'm gonna call him Russell's manager. You really hit it off, and he wants to like give you guys free tickets to go see Russell Peters tomorrow. Or tonight. We're like, what the fuck? Yeah, okay. So then we got free tickets, went and saw Russell Peters, like none of this was planned. It blew my mind, you know?
No, I think it was actually the Thursday night, because I remember
Didn't we go sailing on the Wednesday night though?
Well, because we stayed, I don't remember, because you're missing the comedy show that we went to in between. Oh,
it was Tuesday, that's right. Yeah, true. So
with that all happened, but then there was another night where Tim and I had looked up, and there was like a backpacker hotel.
We were looking for food.
Yeah, but there was a backpacker hotel, and then there was a sign at the front that said amateur comedy show in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, well, fuck it, let's go check it out. Yep. Went down.
Got some pizza.
Yeah, had some pizza, watching this comedy show, which was actually really fun.
Yeah.
It was a really good time. And we're sitting at the back, like having a good time, and there's these like four people at the front.
French Canadian.
Yeah, there was these three dudes pissing themselves. These jokes hearing, these guys are just like, laughing their tits off.
Oh, heckling pretty hard too.
Yeah, yeah. So then there's like intermission, and Timmy and I are outside. Tim's like, oh, I'm going to... Because he had a cigarette. He's like, oh, I'm going to pretend I don't have a lighter so we can go chat to those guys.
How you do it, man. Like, let's go. Make friends.
So Tim's like, you got a lighter. Start chatting these guys who were French Canadians. And they were with this one German girl, which is funny because she wasn't laughing at any jokes in the whole show.
Yeah.
We hit it off with those guys straight away.
They invited us to dinner.
Yeah.
Went back to their place. They cooked us dinner. And then we went and just got drunk with them. And like, like looking back on it, it was like, I'm like, man, I wish I could have that again. That was so fun. And then even then, so we were in like just randomly in this random park in St. Kilda, just getting drunk with these French Canadian people.
Yeah.
That I had no idea who the hell they were.
Yep. It was great.
Yeah. And then, yeah, on Thursday, then we went to go see Russell Peters with a couple of friends that are already up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, fast forward the next day, then we had to like race to the train to get to our Airbnb. And then once we got to the Airbnb, so by this, we were pooped. Like, it's 5 days of just pure partying, pure doing anything we wanted to do. And then we still had to add the actual party. Like, there was 9 other people that we were staying in this Airbnb with. And by the time, me and Zai were just like, man, I just want to be away from everyone.
And as you were saying before, when you're traveling with a big group, it can be really frustrating to follow the crowd.
Well, that people have. Unfortunately, that group, like, it was like torn. Half the people really wanted to do everything with each other, and half the people were like, "No, let's just break up into smaller groups so you can go do what you want." And me and Zai were like, "We don't give a fuck. Let's do something." Because like we were already tired and we're just over everything. Especially like house swapping three. This is a third place that we've stayed in a week. So there was a lot of sort of waiting around, figuring out what people wanted to do and stuff like that. But I mean. But all in all, it was really fun because we went to see Ed Sheeran, then we went to the casino.
The casino was fun.
Yeah, got really, really drunk.
One of the we were walking in and we just walked through the door and one of the bouncers was trying to get one of the people in our group's attention, one of the girls, because he wanted her ID so mm-hmm. that he could let her in.
Oh, I think I was already in by that point.
And she didn't hear him like the first few times. And then he finally got her attention. She was like, oh, sorry, what? And he's just like, no, that's it. Get out. And remember, she was just like, what do you mean? He's like, I was calling your name like 50 times. It's like, sorry for not hearing you, man.
Yeah, that and was when we walked into the casino the first time, right? Yeah.
He kicked us out.
9 people.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. It's like the casino's so big. We left and then we walked a few, like 4 doors down and just walked in and we were just in the casino again. I'm like, that guy really got us.
And that was the same time we went up to the nightclubs. I'm not sure if anyone's been to the Melbourne casino, but at the top, there's like 4 different nightclubs. And at that time, we didn't really know where to go within Melbourne to go to the nightclubs. Like now, if I went down there's so many other nightclubs I'd go to other than the casino. But we didn't know, so we're like, let's go to the casino. We went to the nightclubs. Me and our friend Tori went in first, and we paid, which was $30 cover charge. $30 cover charge, which is ridiculous.
That is, if that's in Canberra, that club won't survive.
Yeah, it's ridiculous amount of money to come in. And not only that, you have to pay for drinks and stuff. So me and Tori paid, and then like the other, like what, 10 people, 9 people behind us, we're just like, no, fuck that. We're not paying for that. So then they all left, and then the bouncer chased them down, was like, no, $10, don't worry. And I was like, motherfucker, can we have a refund? And then they wouldn't give us a refund. I was like, how fucking maddening.
Wow, yeah.
But it was like the only one, and when we walked in, it was like half packed. And then there was one other one we went afterwards, it was completely dead, but they just let us in for free because there was no one else in there. They're like, yeah, go.
And we just went on the dance
drink.
Floor. And
go and drink.
We were the whole dance floor, basically.
And then when we finally left this part, like Melbourne, me and Zara had to get up at 6 a.m. on the last day so we could go catch our fucking train. And it took another 15 hours of travel. And I was living with one of the people that was there with us, but she flew. We got home at 5:30, and then she left Melbourne at 4 and got home at the exact same time. I was so angry.
But yeah, that is probably Tim and I's most memorable adventure. I mean, we had a great time. That was such a great week.
It was. Such a great week. Really, when it's always just us two, we always have the fun time. Because it's like, we just know how to make each other laugh, and it's just always just natural, you know?
Yeah.
It's when other people are involved. That's when like drama starts, and you know what I mean? Like the bigger the group, the more drama there is. Like obviously you had drama when you went to America and stuff. Because how big was that group? It was like 15?
No, it wasn't 15. It was, I have to count. So it was me, Whammy, Shui Cat. There was Luke and Bree, Max, Rob was there at one point. Steve was there. So 9 of us.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So same kind of group, same kind of size.
Yeah. I think that was it.
But mixed that with jet lag.
Yeah. But it was similar. So Whammy and I were there.
Because you guys were in Vegas by yourselves, right?
I think that Whammy and I actually were there a week longer than everyone else as well. Maybe it was only a few days. I can't remember now. So long ago. Mm. But So me and him were just chilling in Vegas, just us two for a few days.
That would have been so fun.
It was so easy, you know. Yeah. Because when it's just two of you, it's like, do you want to do this?
Yeah, you want to do this? You're willing to discuss and like
and communicate. There's not other people with like, trying to do all this stuff and it's not as crazy. But then as soon as everyone else arrives, you know, everyone's like, oh, let's all go do this. And people are like, I don't want to do that. And it's like, and there's the arguing. And then you just like, I don't care. I don't want the arguing. I just want to go and do something. Yeah,
exactly. I think that was definitely my funnest. There was another one where I think was more spontaneous adventure. It was a long time ago. It was back when I was still in school. So I think it was when I was maybe 16, 17 or something like that. So we're hanging out. Me, our friend Lawton and our friend Max, we're all hanging out on Sunday afternoon, just chilling. And our friend Lawton started bringing up how his parents had a houseboat up in Newcastle. And I think we were talking for maybe like an hour or so about this houseboat.
This time you're talking about,
yeah. So we're like, I remember you telling me about this houseboat. And he's just like, and then I have my friend Lindsay up there. Like, we definitely need to like go up there and just hang out on the houseboat one day. And I don't know how this happened, but throughout the hour of us talking, it started happening like, we're going to go now. This is Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I had work Monday to Wednesday. And somehow I got convinced to call in sick and go up to Newcastle. So we left at like, we went back, packed all whatever we needed, and then we drove. None of us had any money. So Max was basically shouting us for food and stuff the whole trip. We were only supposed to go up there for a night, maybe two nights, and then come back. So when we drove up there, we got there about maybe 3 a.m. And the whole time, he's like, how are we going to get to the houseboat? And he's like, we've got a little dinghy that we can go out. And he's like, no worries. It's always unlocked. We can go. Get there at 3 a.m. after we pick up Lindsay. And the the dinghy is locked.
Yeah.
So he's just like, fuck. All right. So Lawton just like didn't even think. He's like, all right, I'll go swim out to the boat and I'll come pick you guys up with the boat. He's like, all right. So 3 a.m. takes off all his gear in his undies, swims across to the boat, which is not that close. It's pretty far. It's a pretty big swim and it's very cold. So I was like, fuck that. I'm not doing that shit. So gets to the boat and he tries to like turn it on. Doesn't turn on. This is 3 a.m. So we're already tired. We're like, what do we do if we can't get into this fucking boat, man? So Sam just starts screaming. He's just like, all right, it doesn't work. Like across the water. It doesn't work. Steal a dinghy and come out. We're like, what? So then literally next to the boat that Sam tried to open that was locked, there was just a dinghy there that wasn't locked. So me, Max, Lindsay just take that one and just row out and we just commandeer that boat until we leave.
Yeah, all right.
And then we spent like 2 days on that boat, 3 days really on that boat. And as soon as it got to Wednesday, because I was supposed to work on Thursday, Max was just like, oh, yeah, I'm not coming back. I'm not going back. He's like, you're going to have to call in sick again. I'm like, dude, they're going to kill me. So he gave me no choice because he was our only way home. He's just like, so I had to call in sick again. So I called in sick and I just turned off my phone.
Yeah.
When they listen to this.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's long enough now that you'll know that it's all true.
The funny thing is about that story is that our mate Laurie, who I think had either he'd just come back from France or he'd just come back from overseas and he was going again really, really soon after. Me, Sam, and Laurie had organized to hang out on the Sunday.
Yeah.
And so
I forgot about that.
I get to Sam's place and I meet up with Laurie and then we knock on like Sam's door and his mom's like, oh, like, yeah, he's not here. We're like, oh, where is he? She's like, oh, I'm not sure. And so we tried calling him.
The whole time, before you say what happened, but the whole time me and Max were like, you probably should tell Laurie and Zara that you're not going to be there. And he's like, no, that'll be right. I was like, okay.
Yeah, so we tried calling him. He's not picking up. So we're like, oh, okay, we'll call Tim. And then we call you and we're like, what are you doing? And you were just like, oh, I'm just in bed or something.
I was so drunk at the time, right? Because we were drinking basically all that day.
Yeah.
And Lawton basically said, don't tell them where you are. Like in our 19-year-old or younger mind thought that was the best course of action. Dumb as fuck. I wanted to tell you because I'm like, I had no skin in the game. But because he was telling me, he's like, don't, I don't want them to know where I am, blah, 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 because he's being an idiot. The first thing that came to my head in my drunken brain was like, oh yeah, I'm just at home. Little did I remember that I live literally three doors down from Sam.
Yeah, let's just like, so we're like, oh, we'll come see, we'll come hang out. Laurie and I, yeah, we'll come over. And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm not at home.
I'm not at home, bro. I'm in Newcastle. Sam's yeah. right here. Do you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck? Why'd you guys lie? I was like, I have no idea.
Anyway. Yeah, yeah. So
that was a pretty spontaneous trip too. So
those sort of spontaneous adventures where they just sort of lead to these crazy stories that you remember for years. And I feel like that's what makes an amazing adventure, you know?
Yeah. So, the ones that you, more spontaneous the adventure, I think the more willing you are to do things that you're not normally willing to do. Because you're like, well, I've already done this. You might as well just say yes to everything. Like, you see all those movies and stuff where you're like, oh, just say yes to things and see what, like, have you ever listened to, I think I've shown you like Yes Theory, right?
On YouTube. Yeah.
If you haven't listened, go watch Yes Theory. Great. But their whole idea is seek discomfort. So put yourself in a situation where you're not comfortable, and that's when the best things happen in life. And you should just say yes to things that are more spontaneous, because the best part of your life is going to happen when you say yes.
Are there any adventures or any things you remember you regret because you didn't say yes? Do you have any like memorable times that that's happened?
Not really. I've always been pretty like jumped at the chance to say yes to things, especially when I was living up in Sydney, right? A couple of times, multiple times where I've just ended up in the most crazy situations just because I've said yes to things. Like Ashley used to say, she's like, you're going to get like end up in someone's trunk because of the things that you say yes to. And I was like, yeah, probably. But I remember this one, like the first time I went out by myself, I think I was with our mate Damien at the time, but he went home and I was super cooked. I was so drunk at this time. But I was just like walking around Hyde Park, whatever, up in Sydney. And there was this random bunch of random French people that I was just all just sitting there having smokes and just goon and, you know, the normal stuff that people do in Hyde Park at fucking 3 a.m. And I just went up to them, I'm like, hey guys. And I just like had a cigarette with them. They gave me some alcohol and I'm standing with them for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Because awesome. I was just having fun with them. And another time when I was trapped in Bondi after a work outing and I was like somehow I lost all my work friends, like all gone. So I was just alone in Bondi. I was like, how the fuck am I supposed to get home? I don't know where the buses are. I didn't have enough money for an Uber. So I was like, fuck. All right. So I just started, I did the same cigarette trick where I was like, oh, do you have a lighter just to start a conversation? And I was talking to these, like, I think they were like Ukrainian girls or there were some sort of ethnic girls. I don't remember. Maybe English. I don't know. They weren't Australian. And they invited me back to their place for kick-ons. And I was just like, sure. So I went back to their place. There was like nine people there. I had no idea who any of them were, but I was best friends with them by the end of the night. And then they, like 4 hours later, they just ended up showing me where the buses were. And they're like, yeah, just go and catch this bus and you'll get home. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
So those, most of the time, like, because I've had so many experiences where saying yes to things has led me to good things, I'm more inclined to say yes to things. Like, I don't... Especially if I'm in a situation where I'm already looking for a good time. Like, I suppose the only time that I've really said no to things is when I'm already at home. Like I probably could go out and do things. If someone messaged me and said, hey, do you want to go out tonight? I'm like, nah, I'm happy here. You know what I mean? Those are the really times I regret. But that's usually when I'm at home in Canberra when I'm like, fuck Civic.
And I mean, a lot of the time, even if you do miss something, I mean, you've had so many great experiences anyway that exactly. It's like, you know.
Like, I'm not going to have much FOMO with this.
I've got a couple of times, not where I said no, but I said yes, and I was kind of like, was that a good choice?
Really? Okay. Yeah,
okay. It's not actually so much a regret, but when we were in LA,
mm-hmm.
we were on a rooftop party.
Already sounds sexy.
Yeah. We were on a rooftop hostel. Oh, so it was like a hotel hostel type thing.
Yeah.
And on the top was a bar and a pool. And
was it the hostel type of people, like all foreign and travelers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's LA, it's a hostel. I mean, there's all going to be travelers and, you know, young people.
Hostels are always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were up on the top. The pool was closed.
Classic.
But there was a bar. Everyone was drinking, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the boys, I don't know how it came up, but they like look at me. They're like, hey, Czar. I'm like, yeah. They're like, would you be willing to jump in the pool?
Oh, no.
I'm like, no. And they're like, Who? I'm pretty sure it was Luke, Steve, and Whammy.
Such assholes.
Maybe Shuey as well. Maybe all four of them.
Yeah, they're all
like,
assholes.
They're like, would you jump the pool? I'm like, no. They're like, what if we pay you? I'm like, yeah, right. And they're like, okay, no, we'll have to make this. They're like, we'll give you $20 each American if you walk up, and then there's like this guy standing next to the pool, and they're like, yeah, if you walk up, you bump him, and then you fall in the pool, and then when you get out of the pool, you're like, what the fuck, man? Why'd you bump me in?
You're so gonna get kicked out.
And I was like, I'm gonna do it.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm in America.
So that was like $100 American.
Yeah, I got like $80. Nice. Yeah, American. But I was like, I'm gonna do it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. I'm in America. I'm like, you know what? That'll be funny. And like, they'll get a laugh. I get money. So hope I did
you,
it.
Hope you didn't want to stay at that party.
So did it. Bump into the guy. Fall in the pool. I get out. I'm like, what the fuck? The guy kind of didn't even really notice. He kind of looks at me and then just continues talking to his friends. And I was like, righto.
Cool, now I'm just
and
wet.
I'm in the pool. The bouncer's like, you need to get out. I'm like, yep. I got out. And instead of getting angry or kicking me out, they're like, oh, here's a towel. Like, they're like,
because
oh.
They probably thought it was an accident.
They're like, oh, pool's closed. I'm like, yeah, sorry, man. I didn't mean to. He's like, yeah, that's fine. Got me a towel. Went and sat by with my friends. And then I went back to the dude. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry. Like, it was a dare to like bump into you and fall in the pool. And the guy's like, oh, it's all good, dude. Okay. I'm like, it's turned out the best way possible because I did a dumb thing and I was worried and then I did it.
Tell them, you know, tell the people that story of when you and Whammy went and hijacked that hotel pool up in Vegas.
Oh,
that's a good story. Okay. Like, tell both of them because didn't you go there twice?
No, we were there once, but
didn't you go back with everyone else?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was thinking of the pool party. Okay.
I'll tell them that story too because the pool party is a good story.
So, and this is all just lead, as I said, they're all just times we just were deciding a spontaneous thing that occurred that led to a great night.
When you're on vacation, as I said earlier, you're more inclined to say yes to things.
Yeah. So I'll tell the pool party first because that was great. That was great. So we walk past this, you know, in Vegas, everything's a casino / hotel. Everything is just a casino hotel. That's like how they make all their money, right?
Makes sense.
So we're walking past this one. It's called the Encore. And we see like a line and we're like, oh, what's going on? So we like ask people, like, oh, what's going on? Is there like a party? Like, yeah, it's a really cool pool party inside. We're like, oh, sweet.
Super cool.
Yeah,
super cool
pool party. Yeah, it's a real cool pool party, man. Yeah, so we're like, yeah, sweet, let's go line up. So we go line up. And we're like, oh, yeah, this line doesn't seem too long, blah, blah. And we're just like, yeah, we wait there for a bit. And then we see a line start, a really big line start forming around this other side. And we were like, why would they get in that line? That line's really long. Like, we're in the small line. And then these people come up behind us and we're just chatting and we turn around. We're like, hey. They're like, oh, yeah, you guys bought VIP tickets too.
Oh,
we're like,
no.
We're like, no. They're like, oh. Oh, we just thought, because this is the VIP line. We're like, oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We'd had a bit of a chat to these guys, so we built a bit of a rapport.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like these two Mexican couples, like two guys, two girls, and they were like married and stuff. And we're like having a chat to them and talking to them. We were like, after a bar, we're like, yeah, you guys are mad dogs. They're like, mad dogs? What do you mean we're mad dogs? We're like, oh, that just means like cool. In Australia, you say someone's a mad dog, they're like, you know, they're cool legends. Guys. And then they're just like, oh, in America, mad dogging's like giving someone a greasy. And we're like, oh, no. Anyway, so they were like, we let them know that we were in the wrong line. We're like, oh, no, we're in the wrong line. Now we have to go wait in that line. They're like, oh, don't worry, guys. Two of our mates couldn't make it. You can have our two spare tickets. What we were like,
legends.
We will buy you drinks as soon as we get in.
Good things happen to nice people.
I know. We were like, wow, that's amazing. Anyway. Wonder
how much they were. How much were the VIP tickets?
I'm pretty sure entry alone was $50. VIP tickets on top of that. So to get in on a normal ticket was 50.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know.
We've been at least 100.
We were like, we'll buy you drinks.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And the other one was the first hotel we stayed at had a pool. And it had like a lock combination. On the gate to get in. So Whammy and I knew the combination because we were staying at the hotel. So Whammy and I were like, yep, sweet. And then we'd be at the pool drinking. And then when our mates came, they weren't staying at the same hotel, but we were like, no, come to our hotel. We've got a pool. And it was like 40 degree days in Vegas. It was so hot, middle of summer. So our mates were there like swimming, having a good time. Anyway, like three or four days later, when we're staying at a different place, we're like, man, it's really hot. Wish we could go for a swim. The beach is so far away. Whammy and I were like, what if we just like go back to the hotel and just like, maybe they haven't changed the,
they probably haven't changed
the combination of the gate.
Mm.
So everyone, we just like go to this hotel, none of us staying there, do the combination, swim in the pool until they're like, okay, you got to go. Like it's the closing time. We're like, yeah, sweet. Leave the pool and just like walk away, walk back to the car or whatever. And we're just like,
how was the pool party in Vegas? Like, was it,
Dude, incredible. I've never seen anything so insane.
Was it great? Was it just like sex everywhere?
Yeah. Sex, alcohol, just everything, people everywhere, like lounges and a big dance floor and people in the pool just like going wild and like just crazy.
Dude, I'd be my element, like just around, just, you know, because when I, there was a pool party up in Sydney, right? Because Ashley's ex-boyfriend is like a really big DJ up in Sydney. His name's Felix. He's awesome. But when I sort of moved up there, I sort of became friends with all that group. So he was out DJing like a lot of these awesome places, and he would just put our names on the list. He's like, if you guys want to come, free entry. I was like, when he said free entry, especially when I was up in Sydney, I was so poor. I was just like, I'm there, mate. Yeah. I'm there. Free entry? Yeah, you had me at free. I was such a cheapskate up there. But he invited me to a bunch of these different places. Like he was headlining at Ivy, the top floor, which is like a pool floor. And it was one of the coolest parties ever because there's just like drunk people everywhere. And then there was another one where he invited me. He was DJing on one of those party boats. It was just this loft. And it's just this deck in the middle of a harbor. Everyone was getting hammered on. And like we got free entry and stuff. It was great. And when I first got there, because you have to get a boat out, and then you get off the boat, and then there's these guys there that have like this big tray of like pineapple, vodka pineapples or whatever. And I realized if I just stayed around that entry level, every single time a new boat would come past, I just walked up and got a free drink.
Yeah.
So I got hammered on the free drinks, and I don't really remember what happened after that, but there's a bunch of photos of that. Like there's one on my my Tinder, and I'm just so drunk. Apparently, Ashley really wanted a nice photo of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And every single photo, I just like put my thumb up like this. And then there's this one photo where you could tell I did it, and she yelled at me. She's like, no. And I was like, and I'm like in this weird, like, oh, what up? It's one of the funniest photos I've ever seen, but I'll show you after this. But,
Well, I mean, we're almost hitting time.
We've been talking about it for ages.
I mean, we haven't given any advice really this episode.
No, we've sort of just been talking about our adventure.
Should we try and think of some advice for the viewers? Oh, sorry, for the listeners.
Suppose, I mean, you can take what we've said.
Yeah.
However you want. But my advice from what I've said is just say yes to things.
Yeah.
Like, don't be afraid to say no. Obviously, use your common sense, but don't be afraid to say no just because of fear. Like, if you're getting weird vibes from someone, 100% say no. But if you think, what could happen from me saying yes to this spontaneous adventure? What kind of things could it lead to? That's the mentality you should have.
Obviously, if there's a dangerous situation that's likely to occur and you're aware of it,
yeah,
that's all right to say no. Yeah. I would actually implore you for saying in that situation.
100%.
But if you can see no imminent danger, there's no, you know, obvious threat to your life or your safety, and it's just something, you know, it's just you might be a bit nervous or embarrassed. You're worried about that. You know, don't let that hold you back. I mean, the times that you embarrass yourself actually can sometimes lead to the best stories. And a lot of the time, people don't judge you. Like, if you embarrass yourself, a lot of the time people actually not feel sorry for you, but they actually like, oh, that guy embarrassed. Oh, let's make him feel better.
Like embarrassment is just a state of mind. Like same with awkwardness. Like you're the one that's feeling that. Like you have the choice to not feel that. Like, you know, do things. Make a fool of yourself, but don't let other people control what you should be thinking. You know,
as I said in my story, when I bumped into that guy and fell in the pool, everyone looked at me. Everyone saw me in the pool, all wet.
I can imagine.
And like, yeah, I knew. I was like, this is probably gonna be really embarrassing. For some reason, I pushed myself to do it, and it turned out fine.
You got paid for it.
And then when I was walking around, you know, up there mingling with people, they're like, oh, are you the guy that fell in the pool? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And they're like, oh, that was really funny. It actually led to me a conversation opener with people. Yeah. So it actually was better. Like it ended up being a good thing.
I just want to quickly touch on this one story. I'm not sure if we brought it up previously, but there was this one party I went to and Zara wasn't there. And I decided to just change my name. Because like me and Zara have been best friends for a long time. And when you have a best friend named Zariel, no one really gives a fuck about you. Because like you'd say, oh, hey, I'm Tim. They're like, oh, you're nice to meet you. And then Zara will come in and he's like, hey, I'm Zariel. He's like, oh my God, that's an amazing name.
Dude,
then,
where's that from? Oh my God.
Then you're like, all right, I'll just go fuck myself then. So this one party, I was like, you know what? I'm sick of this. So I just changed my name to Quinn.
Yeah.
Changed it. I was like, fuck it. No one knows me here. So, and I told all my friends, I'm like, my name's Quinn now. Do not call me anything but Quinn. So I went to this party. introduced myself to everyone as Quinn. Little did I know, one of the people that lived there was also named Quinn. So everyone confused me as that person, which was great. And then Zariel comes. I'm like talking to these two girls at the front. Zariel comes like halfway through the night. He's like, Timmy. Mm. And the two girls looking at me, he's just like, his name's fucking Quinn.
Yeah, like matter of fact, like I didn't know anything. His name's Quinn.
It was literally my favorite. And I was like, Zar, just go with it.
I just look at them and I'm like, you telling me I don't know my best mate's name? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I guess you guys know. I'm sorry. And then,
like the next day, Zar told me, he's just like, yeah, there's this one really funny moment where you were talking to these people across the room. And like one of the guys you clearly like made friends with that night was trying to get your attention. And he was just screaming, Quinn. And because it's not my name, I didn't listen to him. I just couldn't.
Yeah, Tim. He's like, Quinn. Tim's just like, doo, 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 doo.
And then Zar just saw him, like me, walk away. And then the guy was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I just brought up that. I just remembered that part. And that's a funny story. All right.
So that's an hour long, guys.
I think we should probably leave it there.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. We're going to continue every week from now on. As I said, this is episode 18. So you have more to come.
Please keep listening. Keep giving us your inputs.
Bring
you
it.
Know, you know, we want engagement, as we said. Engage with us. I'm like rubbing my hands together. Like, yes, engage with us.
We got a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We're not going to, this is just the beginning, you know?
It's just the beginning of good things.
Yeah, and you know it, but stay average.
And you can be one of those people that claim to be a beginner, you know, part of the beginning of Average Advice.
Where were you when Average Advice started?
I was one of their first beginners. Yeah. Anyway, guys.
I followed them when they had no followers.
Anyway.
Love you guys. We'll see you guys soon. Stay average. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That's the show for this week, guys. I don't know about you, Zar, but I feel much smarter with that advice.
Big brain energy over here, mate.
We release a new episode every Thursday, so please subscribe if you enjoy the show. But to keep up to date with us throughout the week, follow us at Instagram at Average Advice Official or Facebook, facebook.com/Average Advice.
Yeah, and if you have any of your own stories that you want to share regarding the topic we've just spoken about, or if you have a suggestion for a new episode, please send us an email at podcast@averageadvice.com.au. But that's us for this week, guys. We're Average Advice. Remember,
stay average.
See you.